Good morning, almost afternoon. It's a beautiful day. Hopefully everybody's feeling blessed. Today's message is going to be generational curse. Generational curse. Before I get into that message, I'll start off with a prayer. Bow your heads with me. Dear precious Father, I thank you and praise you. Magnify you today. Ask you to just be with me. I'm lonely, feeling low, feeling down. Keep my spirits up. Keep me blessed, prosperous. Being the best I could be. Doing, pushing forward. Being an inspiration. Working on myself. Trying to get in a better position. Allow myself to heal. Father, I thank you. Keep me blessed. Keep me believing. Keep me wanting better for myself. Pray for my family, my wife, my children. Keep them blessed and magnifying over today. So I transcend the energy over to them. And just be a blessing today. Father, thanks for your spirit. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for all that you've done for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Generational curse. What is a generational curse? A generational curse is behavior passed down over the years, over the years, over the years. In fact, behavior that held us back as a generation, as a family, as a whole, as a culture, curses. Oftentimes, when we treat a certain way as people, we transcend that same energy to the next party. Typically in family, it's like this. A father or mother has a child. A parent has a child on their own. First of all, they have parents themselves. And whatever behavior passed down to their parents, whatever the parents pass down to them, they pass down to the kids. In a negative way. Generational curses usually limit families from generational wealth, generational happiness, generational blessings. Due to the fact that we're holding each other back. Due to the fact that we're holding each other back. It's like a child. Your mom mistreated you, and then you turn around and mistreat your kids the same exact way that you said you wouldn't. That's the generational curse. The curse is, my parents did me like this. My grandparents, my guardian did me like this. So I'm going to pass it on. Pass it down. The thing about generational curses is, they go on and on and on and on without any recognition of it being a curse. So, we got to be aware of this as family members. We gotta want better, even though we didn't get better. We can't give what we got. We got to give more. We got to get better. Especially if it's negative. You can't pass that negativity down, down. Because it's just going to scar each other. It's going to scar the next generation, next generation, next generation. They won't be able to get over the hump. They won't be able to become anything because they're limited. Generational wealth. Everybody's entitled to wealth. All families are. But if you cursed to the point where Y'all passing down these negative behaviors. Then just gonna be a curse over and over again. So what I wanna say, what I wanna encourage you to do is be aware of how you treat your children. Be aware of how your parents treated you. Do not duplicate the same behavior. I repeat, do not, because it will be a cycle. Same exact thing, same exact feeling. Do not parent exactly the way you would parent. Especially if you felt like it was a negative, in a negative way, or negativity outweighed the positives. You can't treat your kids the same way. You can't treat your kids the same way that you got treated. Unless it was a good behavior, good example. You want to duplicate that and still do more. But you don't want to pass down that bad behavior, because it will be toxic. It will not benefit a generation. Families will be broken apart. Family members will literally hate each other. Family members will literally despise each other. Family members will literally turn their back on each other. And the funny thing is, if we break generational curses, generational wealth will come. If we break generational curses, generational wealth will come. But it all starts with you. You know how you were treated as a kid. And you know how you was treated as a kid. So if it was negative behavior, do not duplicate it. Do not do exactly what you saw. Because it will have a negative effect.
Well, it ain't gonna be like 5 or 6 now. You know, you are.
I did. But, I just want to let you guys know. If you witness bad behavior growing up, do not duplicate that same behavior, because that's where the curse comes in. There's a lot of wealth in the world. We could become really wealthy as a family, as people, as a culture. We got to break those curses. But it starts with you. It starts with me. So if you out there, you got children, and you got treated wrong as a kid, don't duplicate that same behavior, because your child is going to duplicate that same behavior to his child, and so on and so on and so on. So we got to start now, this generation. This is the time for change. This is time to break the curses. This is time to beat the odds. This is time to set up some generational wealth. So, God bless y'all. And just be aware. Be wise. Like I say, you told yourself you ain't want to get treated a certain way, or you wasn't going to duplicate the behavior. Do not duplicate it, because you will feel bad that you went against whatever you said you wasn't going to do. Oh, my dad did this. My mom did this. My guardian did this. I'm going to do better. You have to, because that's where the cycle ends. Now we have wealth in our family. Now our kids are excelling at what they do, because they're not learning it. They don't feel like they need fixed. They believe in themselves. They know their purpose. And now they're living it. So bow your heads and we're going to pray out. Dear precious Father, I just want to thank you for the day. Allow me to see the day. Allow me to be blessed. Even though I have much, I got you. I'm fulfilled in my spirit. And I just want to let you know that I know you're working behind the scenes. Know you're working in my favor. Pray for my family, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, my mom, my dad. Keep us all blessed. Keep us all covered, you know, as we move forward into the new year. And we just keep our eyes open and our mind open for new things. And we soar past anything that's tempted to hold us back and limit us from being the best version of ourselves. So, Lord, I give you the day. Bless the people, the viewers, the listeners. Keep us all in the palm of your hand, covered, blessed, full of spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. Remember, anything is possible because God is there. So y'all have a blessed day. And see you later.